episode 666, Thoughts from the Mountaintop.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Ladies, I pray that you are having a glorious day, and I hope that you're finding some time just for you. Today is all about reflection, kind of just being able just to breathe a little bit. I know my week has been totally crazy. I've been traveling with my husband. We went off to a conference, and I think we went through, between the airports, I think we've been to about 5 different states in the last 3 days, and I'm a little bit befuddled as to where I am located, but right now I'm actually home in my office getting the opportunity to chat with you. And sometimes when our lives get so bombarded and we don't know if we're coming or going, and life kind of throws us those curveballs, unlike the ones that were thrown at with the Cubs and the Indians, but that's for a little bit later. Oh yeah, I'm going to give you that little World Series teaser there. Sometimes when those curveballs come, we don't know what to do. Some of us like to retreat because we don't want conflict. We don't want change in our life. And so it's easier to pull back and pull away from and not have to find a way to adjust to the changes that are before us, because the constant in our life is change. And that's what I want to chat with you about today. Thoughts from the Mountaintop. All of us at some point in our lives desire to be at the pinnacle of our world, of our life, of our career, even of our family. Like, oh, we made it. We've arrived. But the thoughts from the mountaintop can vary. Can you think back to when you were up on that mountaintop? You reached that goal? How quick was it that you had to set another goal? Think about it. New Year's is around the corner. I know you don't want to probably think about it that far in advance because you still have Christmas shopping to do. Let's not even go there, right? Because my list is still very long. Actually, the older they get, if you have young kids, let me give you this little side note here. The older they get, it gets more expensive, but the less gifts that you have to give. So you don't do as much shopping, yet you spend more money. So I don't know which way you want to have it, but that's what you can look forward to if you have young children as they get older. But when we are sitting up on that mountaintop and we're looking down, how quick are we to go, oh, but wait, next stop is, and you want to reach for another pinnacle. You want to go for a higher mountaintop. And each climb is always challenging. You see, those thoughts can be full of gratitude and can be very humbling. Or it can be the death of us, where we find ourselves sacrificing much for greater rewards. You see, once when you get to that mountaintop, you still want to keep climbing. You want more. But to what degree? Who or what are you willing to sacrifice? This week, we have been talking a lot about joy. And joy, in my opinion, is a fundamental gift that God has given each of us. And some of us are lacking it. We're living life without joy. We fulfill it with stuff. You know, we stuff ourselves with stuff. Maybe what's on our Christmas list or on our birthday list or the newest and greatest technology or our newest and greatest dream. Whatever it is, we try to make that become our joy. But then change happens, or tragedy strikes, or something shifts. The marriage that you thought was going to be forever only lasted for 5 years. When those things begin to shift in life, we begin to wonder, where's our joy? Is it truly something that exists? But think about it. The people that we are attracted to most have this joy about them, this internal glow. And in my opinion, it's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit who's within us, who shines through us. It's this attraction. And people will come up to you out of nowhere and say, I don't know, but I really feel like I know you. Have you ever gotten that from somebody? Most of us usually have once, at least, in our lifetime. And it makes you feel so good, like, wow, what was I doing? What was I saying? I want to repeat that again. You see, it's joy. It's that fundamental joy that God gives us. And he wants our lives to be filled with joy, real joy, not the joy of the stuff of this earthly world. Only then will we begin to become the foolish ones if we continue to stuff ourselves with earthly possessions. We want joy that celebrates life, a joy that only God can radiate through us, through His Holy Spirit, thoughts from the mountaintop. You know, you can't do it alone, though, can you? Go back to that time that you were on your pinnacle. You were at the peak of all. How are you feeling then? Oh, I'm sure you were smiling from ear to ear. Your eyes were as bright and shiny as could ever be. Maybe your body was a little bit tense and you had little butterflies in your stomach and you just couldn't hold back this little giddy, like, laugh, but happiness. And then a tear would flow from one eye, then from the other. And it was just tears of joy, pure joy. But then work began again and a new goal was set. And with those personalities that are so driven to reach the next goal, we forget where we came from. The pinnacle, thoughts from the mountaintop. You can't do it alone. And I think we try hard to reach the mountaintop, every dream. But you know what? God wants to be there with you. But a lot of times, what? We want to do it on our own. We want to climb the mountain on our own. We want to reach the mountaintop. We want to claim it as ours. You see, the Chicago Cubs were climbing their mountaintop. They were trying to reach there. Down 3-1 in the series against the Cleveland Indians. Oh, yes, and we're talking about the World Series of 2016. I was actually flying the night of the 7th game. That was not very fair, in my opinion. I am not big on baseball, but I do enjoy a good World Series. And this World Series has been epic. And I have loved every bit of it. As a sports enthusiast, one who enjoys good, healthy competition, not mean and rough. I mean, you can get those kind of craziness happening. But I'm talking about good, healthy competition. And I enjoyed this World Series. And I was like, really, honey, we're flying the night of the World Series. This isn't good. The 7th game. I mean, come on. Now, we didn't know that it would go that long, right? No, we had no idea. And we probably wouldn't have changed our airlines arrangements anyway. But regardless, we were on the plane. And so finally, when we got settled in our hotel room, for some reason, everywhere we flew, every airport we were in, no one had the game on. I don't know what it was. And maybe it was just because we had very close connections, so we didn't have a lot of time. We had to run from one terminal to the next. I mean, when I say run, we were running. Thank goodness I did not wear my heels that day. And so we were somewhat exhausted and very, you know, one-track mind. We had to get from one point to the next point, or we were going to miss our plane. So finally, when we got settled into the hotel, I was like, oh, hon, we've got to turn on the news. We've got to see who won the World Series. Was it the Chicago Cubs or was it the Cleveland Indians? Now, I was excited either way because it went to the 7th game. And to me, I was like, yes, every championship should always go to the last. You know, you want to have them play it all the way out. Okay, maybe I'm weird like that. But it's cool because you always have that underdog, right, that's coming up. Thoughts from the mountaintop. So little did I know that when we turned on the TV, there it was, the World Series right in front of us. And the announcers were just talking. And I'm like, honey, did you see it? What is it? And he's like, it says rain delay. I'm like, what, rain delay? Where are we? He goes, honey, we're in the top of the 10th inning. I said, what? We're in overtime? What happened? What was the score? And so we're going back and forth because we're trying to get out, get our clothes hung up so the wrinkles can fall out of them, you know. And we were going back and forth. I'm like, come on, I got to know the deets here. I want the details. This is exciting. And here I was missing it. Thoughts from the mountaintop. Well, it was a rain delay. For those of you who watched it, bear with me because I'm going to go through it here just a little bit. Because for those who didn't, I want you to catch the meaning of what it is to be on the mountaintop. You see, after a 17-minute delay, I believe, Hayward had gathered all of the Chicago Cubs, the players alone, not the coaches, just the players, gathered them into the weight room and said, I want to remind you who you are. We're a team that works together. We come together, no matter what. Those 17 minutes were life-changing. You see, top of the 10th inning. Ben Zobrist comes up. and he hits a double. 8-6, Chicago Cubs. Wow. The final score was 8-7. Cubs win the World Series, 2016, 108 years in the making. Thoughts from the mountaintop. Oh, man, we're the Chicago Cubs on the mountaintop that night. And I was trying to be so reserved. I mean, honestly, I didn't really care who won. I mean, I would be excited for either team. But you see, my dad, he was always a Chicago Cubs fan. And so I was rooting on Chicago just because I could. And that's a team that I know. I mean, between the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Bears, yeah, that was like one of the teams my dad watched. And so I kind of enjoyed always watching them, and I felt like I knew them a little bit more. Not really, because I didn't follow them exactly, but I knew enough to be dangerous. I knew enough to respect their hard work, their climb to the mountaintop, their pinnacle. But you see, underneath all of this celebration was a man by the name of Ben Zobrist, a Christian man, a man who was very humble that night, a man who the previous year won with the Royals, and now his second year, a year later, now wins his second World Series with another team, the Chicago Cubs. Wow. Two World Series with two different teams. Bam, bam, one year after another. Talk about a pinnacle. Thoughts from the mountaintop. His wife, Juliana, is an American Christian singer. And she actually sung at Wrigley Field and sung the Star Spangled Banner there during the World Series. And they have, I believe, three small children. She actually almost missed her husband's double play. But you see, when all was said and done, after he was given the MVP award that night, he wasn't one to sit there and relish it and said, yes, I deserve this. He goes, no, this is for all of our hard work, for all the players, for all the coaches. This isn't about me. Thoughts from the mountaintop. You see, his win, he was giving it all to God. All of the glory went to Jesus Christ. He didn't sit there and think that, oh, yeah, I did all this. It's my gift. It's my gift to the Chicago Cubs. I did it for the Royals, and now I did it for the Chicago Cubs. Aren't you glad you took me on? No. Instead, he was very humble and appreciative, and he thanked Chicago. He thanked the Chicago Cubs management and the coaches for taking him on, taking him with them on this journey to the mountaintop, to their pinnacle together that they all reached together to get to. But he gave praise to Christ Jesus. You see, that was his light shining moment. After he arrived back into Chicago, he lives just across the street in a little house there. And in that little house, he just walked outside the door that next morning and was chatting with his neighbor. And people would come by and say, you know, Mr. Zobrist, would you give us your autograph, please? He stood out there all day talking to anybody who wanted to talk to him. He signed autographs. He gave of himself. It wasn't about him being on the mountaintop by himself. You see, he followed in who? Jesus' footsteps. And that's what God asks of us today. Instead of us getting absorbed in this whole mindset of earthly stuff, and hey, I'm guilty of it too. Oh, I got to have that. Let's go for this. Oh, I want to try that out. Oh, I surely need another pair of jeans. What about those cute pair of red shoes? Those studs are adorable. We all can get wrapped up in the game of life, in the stuff here on earth. But you see, God has a bigger purpose for us. God has a bigger purpose for Ben Zoyberst, for his family. Be watchful. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. That's what it says in Philippians 2:3. You can't get joy when you're full of yourself. If you watched Ben when he got that MVP trophy, I think he was truly amazed that it was him. They picked me. And he was surprised. It was like he didn't even want to hold it. You could just tell he wanted to continue to give it away because it wasn't about him. You see, he followed the leader, Jesus. As Jesus walked here on earth, you know, he could have walked around and said, ha ha, I'm God. You will bow before me. I am God. No, he didn't do that. Thoughts from the mountaintop. Sometimes we can get that way. From what our own success brings us. From our own achievements. We think we did it all by ourselves. And we celebrate that. And we're not to celebrate it. Yes, that's a double negative in there. I'm sorry, you can write me, my English majors. But I put it there for a reason. We are to celebrate. God wants us to have joy in our lives. But not joy to impress ourselves or others. We're not to sit here and relish and kind of roll in the mud saying, ha ha, I got this, and you don't. You know those friends. You've seen those people. You can sniff them out from afar. Some of us would call them what? They're snooty. They're stuck up. Thoughts from the mountaintop. What would people say about you as you reach your pinnacle? Would they say that you're of a servant's heart that radiates this light and joy within that only the Holy Spirit can exude from you? Because maybe if you're having a little bit of trouble with this, get over yourself. Your identity cannot be based on performance. Yet here on earth, that's all we do, right? We perform. We have to perform for our boss. We have to perform sometimes even for our husbands. We have to perform for our children. We have to perform for our church. We have to give so much. We have to show off. But God asks us to show up, not to show off. Your identity has to be in Christ alone. You see, achievement in your life will tire you. It will wear at your bones. Your whole new purpose, your best selfie, is wrapped in Jesus Christ. Follow the leader. Philippians 2:18 says, I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share in your joy. God wants us to celebrate life. He wants us to celebrate the success. Why do you think he wants that? It's his gift to us. Humble yourself today. Take a moment when it's absolutely crazy and your children are kind of driving you batty, which mine do all the time. But that's okay, right? I mean, mom's lives are supposed to be a little bit batty. And when they begin to drive you crazy, stop for just a moment in your mind. Freeze your actions. And go to the mountaintop, thoughts from the mountaintop, and look as if Christ is looking down on them. Find that joy that he sees within them. I promise you, it will put a smile on your face like none other. When your hubby and you are at each other's throats, you've had maybe a disagreement, maybe just a few words that were shared, nothing major, or it could be something major. Stop. And pause for a moment. Thoughts from the mountaintop. See what Christ sees within him. You'll be amazed of how you can fall in love all over again. I pray you have a glorious week before you. And I hope that you don't stuff it with earthly things. but stuff it with thoughts from the mountaintop that only Jesus Christ can bring you. Go out and have immense joy, a joy-filled life that only Christ can give you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.